This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Officials in Pakistan now say as many as 40,000 people may have been killed in Saturday's massive earthquake, and the toll could go higher as rescue and recovery efforts continue. The Pakistani army and foreign aid workers are only beginning to arrive in remote regions in the mountainous northern part of the country hardest hit by the quake. There was also widespread damage in parts of neighboring India, where at least 2,000 people were killed. The United States and other countries have begun sending relief supplies to Pakistan. Officials there say there is urgent need for more helicopters to ferry thousands of wounded from the quake site to hospitals. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Muzaffarabad, the devastated capital of Pakistani-administered Kashmir.
Even on the outskirts of the city, the despair and growing frustration is evident. Gangs of young men gather on the main road that winds up into the hills from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. The road's blocked. An aid truck carrying flour and clothes pulls to a halt.
This is a truck that's just arrived in town and it's immediately been set upon by a group of 20 or so young men, and they're literally tearing the supplies out of the back of the truck.
More than 3 days have elapsed since the quake devastated this area, but people are still rummaging through the wreckage in search of life. A group of men digs away in the ruins of a collapsed shop. The arm of a dead woman protrudes from the wreckage. Men wander the streets, still dazed and incredulous. Many wear masks against the dust and worsening smell. John Muhammad is an English professor at the local university. He had walked into his classroom to give a morning lecture when the quake struck.
All the boys stood in my honor. And when all of them were standing, at least the building came down and all of them were killed on the spot.
The professor managed to escape by leaping backwards out of the door. But he says most of the people there died.
And there was another class in which there were girls as well. And all of them are dead, and they are still there. The dead bodies are still there inside the building.
Mohammed Bilal, a 24-year-old government official, lost 16 members of his family. He spent hours trying to save a group of people trapped beneath a collapsed school.
We just provided them water and everything just to live, keep them alive. But the problem was we cannot just pull all those things out. And after 6 hours or 5 hours, we were watching that they are dying. So everybody died there, 200, 300 children. I can even take you there. There are schools under you can say, primary level. There are nobody who is alive there.
People from outlying villages have, over the last 24 hours, begun to arrive in the city, many of them walking through the hills for many miles. Mohammed Aziz, a major in the Pakistani army, says they bring terrible accounts of the devastation.
They said almost 90% houses are demolished. They don't have any medicines. All injured are there. Nobody is there to look after them. They are just looking towards, nobody knows about the other person, what he's doing. Everybody is suffering.
How many villages?
They are not every village, but a complete area. It's not two or three villages. It's a complete area.
The disaster has overwhelmed the Pakistani authorities. The municipal authorities have collapsed. The armed services lack aircraft and equipment. Some assistance has come. A Russian rescue team is evacuating the wreckage of a school. But, says Major Aziz, it was needed earlier.
It's too late. People are inside the houses. They are alive, but we can't do anything. They are telling we can't get them out because they don't have any equipment. Even showers, they are inside the houses. They don't have even to bury for digging. They don't have the digging tools. This is the situation. They should coordinate and they should send the helis to different locations, villages, just for the medicines and medical camps.
Today, the misery of this place was deepened further. A fierce hailstorm whipped through the mountains. It only made the rescue and relief operation still harder. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Muzaffarabad.